This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone with extended coverage of today's events from around the country. Airline companies say a reduction in air travel following the terrorist attacks will cost them tens of billions of dollars. They're hoping for federal aid, and Bush administration officials say they'll meet with airline executives next week. Today, two major carriers announced they'll cut back their schedules and lay off employees. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Even before Tuesday's catastrophe, the airline industry was experiencing economic challenges. The slowing economy this summer had led to a sharp decline in business travel. At the same time, fuel costs were going up. Now, the terrorist attacks have made the economic situation worse. This morning, Continental Airlines reported what it called a drastic drop in ticket sales. It said it will eliminate 20% of its flights and furlough 12,000 employees. Then, Northwest Airlines said it too will cut its schedule, leading to an undetermined number of layoffs. Northwest spokeswoman Mary Beth Schubert said the hijackings have both hurt profits and increased expenses.
We had to take this action because of, obviously, this week's terrorist attacks on the United States, which will result in reduction in passenger demand. We also had to take this initiative due to new airport and airline security measures and the cost of implementing them.
The announcements from Continental and Northwest are among several indications that this week's attack will have major repercussions in the airline industry. Wednesday, Midway Airlines, a regional carrier based in North Carolina, decided to sell its planes, fire its staff, and go out of business. Midway was in the midst of Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization and said an expected drop in ticket sales made it impossible for the company to recover. Industry analyst Jack Casarda expects a similar fate to meet other airlines as well.
I would not be surprised over the next 6 months to see two or three small carriers go by the wayside, the regional carriers, and possibly one or two of the major carriers.
Casarda, a professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, predicts Congress will pass a federal aid package for the airlines. A bipartisan House proposal that emerged this week would provide $15 billion in grants and loan guarantees. But Casarda adds that may not be enough to shore up the industry.
The effects of this will take a decade to overcome in terms of many of the travelers who will have a fear of flying that they were on the borderline before and now will make the decision, I am not going to fly, I'm going to drive or take a train where rail service is available.
Airline executives say their companies may lose more than $10 billion this year, the largest losses in industry history. A White House spokesman says President Bush is concerned about the problem, but the administration so far has stopped short of endorsing the congressional aid proposal. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Washington.